أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت رسل من قبلك وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's mercy. When Allah's mercy comes down upon any individual, any person, any nation, then there is no one that can stop that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withholds His mercy, there is no one that can bestow that mercy upon any other being. That is left only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the very beginning of the surah, right till now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about different aspects of the qudrat of Allah, the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and also the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat upon mankind. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very briefly, that despite all these evidences of the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat so open in front of mankind, in front of the people of Makkah Mukarramah, yet they denied Allah Rabbul Izzat and they denied our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they deny you, فَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ, then this is absolutely nothing new. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam before you also were denied. They had also come down with signs from Allah Rabbul Izzat, with certain mu'ajizat, with wahi from Allah. They had also grown up amongst the community and people, and yet after Nubuwat, the people had denied them. So this has been the system of mankind from the very beginning. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ The most important aspect is this, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all matters reach and everything will come to an end by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ O mankind, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ Certainly the wa'da, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant innumerable favors and ni'mat to those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant them success in this world. Allah will grant them the eternal success in the hereafter. And of course, if man fails to abide by the commandments of Allah, fails to accept the oneness of Allah, believe in the oneness of Allah, then obviously the punishment of Allah. But one very important factor that comes between man and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا One is this, that let not the life of this material world deceive you. That man is in this world, and man becomes very comfortable in this world, and one difficulty that we all have, whether one has brought iman or one has not brought iman, that by and large, we sometimes think that this is the be-all and the end-all of life. That life had begun here, and life will come to an end here. And very often we forget the akhirat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this dunya, whatever comfort it offers, whatever adornment it has, whatever sweetness it may have, however good it may look, all that understand that it should never ever deceive us to believe that we are here forever and ever. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ And let not the deceiver deceive you with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the deceiver here, according to most commentators, refers to shaitan. That let not shaitan also deceive us with regards to this world and the thoughts that we are here forever and ever. But we need to all understand that this is a passing phase of our lives. We are here for a very short while. We will derive benefit from this world. We will also work and earn in this world. We will do everything in this world. But this world is here for us to make our akhirat. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further speaks about shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا two aspects. One is a categorical statement that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes, that certainly shaitan is an enemy to you. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat commands us that understand and realize that shaitan is the enemy. One is, he is definitely the enemy, and we have to make him the enemy, and we should never ever succumb and never ever be vulnerable to the waswasa and the whispers of shaitan, the plots and the ploys of shaitan. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one mission that shaitan has. He was accursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knows his destination is the fire of Jahannam. He knows he disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is too arrogant and proud to make tawbah and seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is too proud and arrogant to admit his mistake in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he knows where he is destined for, and hence he also desires and he wishes and he works towards taking others into the fire of Jahannam. And Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَ. Certainly he invites his group, لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ, so that they become the inhabitants, they become the people of the blazing fire. That is his day and night effort. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala warns us effectively about two things. One is, let not this material world deceive us into believing that it is here forever and ever. And secondly, let us not fall into the trap of shaitan. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Those who disbelieve, for them is a severe chastisement, severe punishment. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have brought iman, and together with that iman, they practice righteously according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, sometimes there is going to be error, sometimes there are going to be mistakes, sometimes we are going to fall into the trap of shaitan, we are going to fall into the deceit of this world, sometimes we will break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that person that has brought iman and he practices righteously, more than likely he will make tawbah and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahum maghfira, for them is maghfira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Wa ajrun kabir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a great reward. So very briefly in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in actual fact has shown us the dangers of this material world. A man travels from one place to the other. We will speak about traffic, we will speak about road conditions, we will speak about weather conditions, we will warn that individual about all the different dangers. And in this road that we are towards our, in this life, to the end of our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also signals these warnings to us. The one is about this dunya, and the other is about shaitan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.